1. The commitment of children towards their parents to show respect that is due. That's a really big pet peeve of mine, to see out there the level of disrespect that exists for children towards their parents. And it's all around us in society. You see it on television, represented in all kinds of shows, and the attitudes that are represented in those shows, but you just see it all around you. You go to the supermarket or go to Walmart or some other place, and you see the level of disrespect and the demanding attitude that young people have towards their parents and our children have toward their parents. Now, there's always a certain amount of that, of course, because of the age, but it's way over the top in our present society, way over the top. Things that would never have been tolerated, even in my childhood, which is, you know, relatively speaking, not that long ago. Things that my parents would never have dreamed of tolerating, people tolerate today in the name of quote-unquote proper parenting techniques, which in my mind don't amount to much of anything when you pile them all on top of each other. 2, common courtesy and respect between husband and wife. How much of this disrespect do you see in all society today when husband and wife do not even have proper civility towards one another? As I pointed out in a sermon not too long ago about marriage, oftentimes you have two people who live together as married singles. They're not really a couple. They do not ever meld to the point where you have, as the scriptures describe, a relationship where you have one flesh. But you have one person living one way, the other person living another way. They come to the relationship with their own lifestyle and their own way of being, and they never seem to find the common ground to the point where they can say that they're truly one flesh. And it's truly sad to see. And there are all kinds of reasons for that. And it's not a simple matter by any means. And I don't mean to imply that there are never going to be problems. But what I am talking about on all these things is a prevailing attitude in society. And many of these things can be avoided if people would follow Yahweh's word, but they do not, because they do not ascribe importance to it, and because they do not have the level of commitment that it requires. What about the commitment due between a husband and wife generally in terms of faithfulness towards one another? This is one that Hollywood, we could thank an awful lot for the destroying of the mores that we once enjoyed, even in our own country. 4, the commitment of a man to face his responsibilities to protect, provide for, and take care of his family. How many deadbeat dads are there out there? How many men are there that think about themselves and decide to leave their wives for a younger model, or decide to leave their children because there's too much responsibility to face? So closely connected with that is 5, the commitment of a man to be present in the lives of his children and to provide discipline and guidance as needed. It's easy to tune out, brethren. It's easy to take your own way, to go your own way, and to leave the responsibility to someone else. 6, no, this is one for which I'll get a lot of outreach, I'm sure, out in the world. The commitment of a woman to fulfill her role as a home builder, a nurturer of children, and to provide a safe haven called home for her husband and children. What? What? Oh, you're a dinosaur. I don't care. Say what you want. This is something that time in every society, not just ours, every major society, this has worked. The roles of a man and a woman in a relationship. The role of a wife, the role of a husband, the role of a mother, the role of a father. It's only our present society that thinks that they can outdo Yahweh. Yes, it's going to be necessary in our present day because of economic circumstances, for example, for a woman to go to work, or, you know, if a woman is a single mother, she has to do what she has to do. And there are always exceptions to the rule. But generally speaking, Yahweh's system will always work. And I don't care who wants to say this is old-fashioned. I don't care who wants to call it chauvinistic or sexist. I don't care. It's Yahweh's system, and it works. And because society has abandoned it, we're reaping the whirlwind from what we've sown. What about the commitment and loyalty of employees to their employers? That's one. There's no loyalty anymore. Man, if I don't like this company, I'll go to the next one. I'm not saying that we shouldn't go and try to improve ourselves and progress. I've gone from one job to another myself. And you do what you have to do in the case of in terms of supplying for your family and moving ahead. But when you're on the job, do you show commitment to your employer, or is it just, are you just there to get a paycheck? Do you show pride in your work? Do you do the best that you possibly can, or do you shirk and loaf and just take the easy way out and just make appearances. That's not commitment or loyalty. And it hurts everyone in the end.